So we'll read selected excerpts from the sources on the subject of the importance of preparation for the lesson. Excerpt number one is from Wabash, the article, three lines. We can learn the upper matters called the wisdom of Kabbalah only by way of sgula, special power, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator because of the kdusha, or the holiness, of the matters that speak of the holy names. When a person learns the upper matters in order for it to bring him closer to kdusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the matter of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him. Excerpt.
Quote number 2, Bala Sulam, Introduction to Tests, item 17. The student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in His guidance in reward and punishment. As the sages said, your boss is liable to reward you for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of the Torah. And in this way, he will be imparted the pleasure of the delight in it. His faith will strengthen and grow through the sgula, the virtue in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then one's heart shall rest assured that from lo lishma he will come to lishma. Thus,
to the next excerpt.
Quote number 3 from Rabash, article 12, What a Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. A person must make a great effort before he comes to study so that his learning will bear fruits and good results. Meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Bala Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise. And what should one learn from the Creator? He said that the person should learn from the Creator only one thing. As it is known that the Creator's desire is only to bestow, so the person should learn from him how to be a bestower. And this is called a wise disciple.
So maybe you should read.
Excerpt number 4 by Rabash. What is Torah and work in the path of the Creator? Before studying the Torah, one must focus his intention on the reason for which he is now studying the Torah, since every action must have a goal, which is the reason for his actions. And this is what our sages said, prayer without intention is like a body without a soul. Hence, prior to his studying the Torah, one should prepare his intention. Again.
5.
Excerpt number 5 from the book Pri Tzadik. The first Hasidim spent an hour praying to aim the intention of their heart towards the Creator. The meaning of aim is the alignment of the heart, which is to focus the heart so it will not be roaming with lust and covet the affairs of this world, so that it will be aimed and aligned to the Father in heaven. Again, the first Hasidim spent an hour praying to aim the intention of their heart towards the Creator. The meaning of aim is the alignment of the heart, which is to focus the heart so it will not be roaming with lust and covet affairs of this world, so that it will be aimed and aligned to the Father in heaven. Excerpt number 6 from The Path of the Creator by Ramchal. One who cleanses and purifies oneself by his actions will draw bestowal during his study, according to the preparation, how he prepared himself. And the more one increases his preparation, the more its value. And
number 7?
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash, letter 11. Even when a person is far from the Creator, which means that he does not have the equivalence of form, he can receive from the surrounding light. And the Ari wrote that the surrounding light is greater than the inner light. Explanation. When does one receive when he is still far away? Only when he increases the greatness and the importance of the surrounding light, namely the state of the greatness of the Creator and the importance of the light of Torah. Then he can receive illumination from afar. We must believe that all the beauty of creation is in the internality of the Torah. But faith requires great efforts. This is the meaning of, "Happy is the man who does not forget you." How is one rewarded with this? By exerting in you.